So it got late early. There were two raid bites prepared. We'll save one raid bite and Metz Hashem for another day. We'll just end an intense daf with a very, very light ha'ara that actually has nothing to do with today's daf. I saw it on Shabbos and Poshet. I did the Chavivale. Just one ha'ara that's related to Mesechtes Yevamos that I saw in the Sefer Megodim Chadoshen from Agoyin Rab David Yoel Weishlita. That is, there's a Gemara that we learned together in Mesechtes Yevamos, Tafla Medalon Amid Beis, the very end of Perek Arba Achen. The Gemara said, Ki Yosser Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That's the extent of the Shaykhis to today's staff. Ki Yosser Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So he said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Sheshasa Achar Baila Eser Shanim, V'niseis Shuv Eni Yoledes. If there's a woman that was married, and then her husband died, and she wasn't married for 10 years. So 10 years passed from when she had been previously married. Shuv eina yoledes. She's never going to have a child. Physically, the mitzias, she won't be able to have a child. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Lo yishanu ela she'ein daita le'inase. This halacha is only true if she was masiach das from ever getting married. However, avol daitno le'inase. But if her das was to get married, misaberes, then the halacha is, she will be able to have a child. And the Gemara goes on and has a whole discussion. But this is what the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said that if a woman was not married for 10 years, she's never going to be able to have a child again. Said Rav Nachman, that's only true if she was Masiach Das. However, if she wasn't Masiach Das, then she will be able to have a child. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Agoyis Yaivitz, on this Gemara, right here, Yevam Islam Adal Ramad Beis, he brings a Dover Nifla. He says, Shamati Oymrim B'Shem Chacham Echad. I heard in the name of a Chacham Echad, Shehevi Raya L'Dovim and Atayr. He brought a Raya to what Rav Nachman said from the Torah. Again, Rav Nachman said that even though Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan, said that if a woman was married, and in 10 years she wasn't married, Shuv Einei Yoledes, but Rav Nachman said that if she was Daito L'Inase, she will be able to have a child. So, Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, I heard in the name of a Chacham Echad, who brought a Raya Nifla from the Torah to this Chedesh. What was the Raya? His Raya was like this. We know that one of the halachas in Yevamos is the din of an Eshes Ach, meaning, Yibum is when Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven dies, he leaves over no children, so Shimon now has a mitzvah to do Yibum Machalitza. The Mishnah on Daf Beis, and then Be'ikr, the Mishnais in the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Yevamos, say that what would be if Reuven and Shimon were never alive at the same time? Meaning, Reuven died before Shimon was born. So then the halacha is that Shimon, not only does he not have a mitzvah to be miyabim eshes Reuven, but it's even more than that. It would be aser. It's what's known as an eshes ach shloi haya baylamai. How do we know eshes ach shloi haya baylamai? It's learned out from a drasha. It says ki yeshfu achim yachtov, and we learned that the only time there's a mitzvah of yibum is if they had yeshiva achas ba'olam. But if they didn't have yeshiva achas ba'olam, so then the halacha is there's not going to be a mitzvah of yibum. It's going to be eshes ach shloi haya baylamai. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden said that I heard that a Chacham Echad asked a Meirda Gekasha. He says, why do I need a drasha to tell me that an Eishas Ach Shalei Hayabai Lamai doesn't fall a Yibam? It's Pashat that she shouldn't fall a Yibam. He says, you know why? Because a Yibam can't happen until a child becomes Bar Mitzvah. Right? Until he's 13 years old, you can't have Yibam. Now, in the event that this brother was not alive at the time that his brother died, meaning Shimon wasn't alive at the time that Reuven died, that means the earliest Shimon's going to be able to do Yibum is going to be 13 years later. If 13 years pass, that means she had been married without her husband die and then not married for more than 10 years. So if that's the case, she can't have a child. If she can't have a child, you can't fulfill the tachlis of Yibum. So if you can't fulfill the tachlis of Yibum, so it's poshut that there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Half of a fella. So why do I need a drush of Eishas Ach Shloi Haya Baylamai? Typically, it's poshut. Because in the event that he's an Eishas Ach Shloi Haya Baylamai, so that means by definition, 13 years, which is more than 10 years, would have passed. If that's the case, you can't have a child. The whole tachlis of Yibum is the Hakim Shem Lachim. So if that's the case, he anyways can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum. So, L'chura, why do I need a drasha? Oh, must be. Because although it's true, Rabbi Yochanan said that if a woman goes 10 years without being married, she can't have a child. That's only if it's ain't daitali nasa. But once it's daitali nasa, then you don't have the halacha. So as soon as this child was born, she knew that one day there'll be a mitzvah of yibum. So it was daitali nasa. So it was daitali nasa. It's not a geir. So this was the raya that this chacham echad brought. This was the raya that this chacham echad brought to Rav Nachman's halacha. Said Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that I heard that after this chacham said this drasha, the samchu ba hashoymim ka'al metziyah chadasha. They were so excited with this vart, that it was mamish ki metziyah chadasha. Va'omnon, but said Rabbi Yaakov Emden, eina ela mehasa chadas. The fact that everybody got so excited was pasha mehasa chadas. V'simchu b'shtus atzman. And the whole simcha was b'shtus atzman. Why? He said, "Kiyachlitu," because they made a hanocha in this vart, and in the geshmak that they had in this vart, shekol she'ena moilid ena b'mitzvus yibum. That any person that can't have a child doesn't have a mitzvus yibum. Said Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Shloim, that's not true. That's not the halacha. If you know that a child's not going to be born, there's no mitzvah of yibum. He says, if that's the case, and came gama nisus lachar mem shano loy tisyabim v'kol shkein haskeno va'akaro. I can give you a whole bunch of examples where you know for sure no child is going to be born and there's still a mitzvah of yibum. A zokin, a skena. There's no mitzvah of yibum? Of course there's a mitzvah of yibum. Narvas. There's a drasha that says that an islandess and a saris, a certain type of saris, they're excluded. But to go ahead and say that if you know, because you know medically and scientifically that there's someone that's not going to be able to have a child, there's no mitzvah of yibum, chas v'shalom, of course there's no such halacha. So la'olam, it could be that you need a mirror of eshes achshloi ba'olam. Even though you would have known anyways that this woman is never going to have a child, because just because a person is not going to have a child doesn't mean they should be excluded. Abulamaisa, as it relates to, but as it relates to this idea, oh, someone that can't have a child, there's no mitzvah of yibum. No, an island is an asaurus, did there's a drasha. But stam in the Velterine to say that it's not true, so said Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that even though it seemed to be a charifos, everybody was very, very excited. The somchu ba hashoimim kal mitziah chadasha. The omnom eina elame hesa chadas. The somchu b'shtus atzman. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden said. So David Yoel Weiss in Megaldim Chadashim. So this is in Parshas Kiseitze. Alatayra, so he says, Rabbi Yaakov Emden brought this vart from a Chacham Echad. But he didn't say who the Chacham Echad was. Who was this Chacham Echad? So he said that the emesis, he found this vart in a sefer, Amon. So there's a sefer, it's called Pilpula Charifta. It was printed in Zolkova in the year Tov Tzadik. And he brings this vart, Mamish this vart. It's in his Chedushim, in Yevam, Estaf, Yedzayin, Amadeus. And he brings this whole Shakta V'tayim. But he says, it's not Mashma that that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden was referring to. Because Rabbi Yaakov Emden was describing the drasha. That the Olam heard the drasha. Now, it could be that the Baal HaDarshan was the Baal Pilpula Charifta. It's certainly possible. But it's not Mashma that Yaakov Emden is reacting and commenting to something he saw in this Sefer Pilpula Charifta. So what's the rest of the story? He said like this. He said, in the year Tovshin Samech Dalet, there was a Sefer HaZikaron that was printed. The Sefer HaZikaron is called Nitzoytzeish. And like many Sefer HaZikaronis, they printed Kisveyad that had never been printed before. And he said, one of the shtiklach, one of the kisvayad that they printed, was from a yid, a goyin hagadol, Rav Tia Weil. So who was Rav Tia Weil? Rav Tia Weil was one of the Chachmei Prag. He was the son of the Karb Nisanel, Rav Nisanel Weil. He was a Talmud of the Noida B'Yehuda. He was also a Talmud Muvik of Rav Yonis and Ibeshitz. And in this ksav yad, in the year Tovshin Samech Dalet, they printed a drosha that he had written in his ksav yad that he heard from Rav Yonis and Ibeshitz. And this was the drasha. It's the drasha that Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings in his Agoyes Yaimitz. So said Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, it's pashit that this is what Rabbi Yaakov Emden was referring to. And Dai L'Chakima B'Remiza, you can appreciate the reaction that Rabbi Yaakov Emden had when he saw it. And that is the rest of the story.